Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, it's Todd Zwillick. As part of our series, Road Warriors, Life on the Campaign Trail, I spoke with Charlie Pierce. Charlie works as a consultant for Pathfinder.gop, but he used to be a campaign advance man for John McCain and Sarah Palin in 2008, and for Mitt Romney in 2012. He told us what it takes to make sure a candidate is picture perfect for the glare of a modern campaign. You worry about the big things like stages, hotels, and crowd control, but also the little things. Charlie told me how he argued with a presidential candidate about his haircut and also about the time he stole Mitt Romney's tie.
I think my most vivid memory of telling the candidate no once was in 2007-2008 debates with Governor Romney. I was with him in the makeup room, and the governor had been getting critiqued because when you have really great hair, I think the press likes to criticize your hair as much as possible. But they'd be as too much gel, too slicked back. So the governor was getting made up, and there was kind of one hair that kept dangling down. And I told the gov, I said, you know, gov, I think we should get a little hairspray on that, get that back. And he kind of shook me off and said, no, it's fine. And then we went in the debate, and this one hair just kept falling down in front of his forehead. And all the senior staff just looked at me and said, Charlie, you know, you had one job to do back there, and you messed it up. And I remember looking at them and just saying, listen, I told the gov about it, but his name's on the bus, and he wanted to go with the more musked up look for this debate. One time at the third presidential debate last cycle, the foreign policy debate, we do these campaign walkthroughs, and especially for the presidential walkthrough, I mean, these are pretty in-depth logistics walkthroughs. And so we were doing the walkthrough, and Governor Romney just had really the ties that he has, which was a blue and white sort of striped tie. On camera, it was just glowing. I mean, it was off-putting. And, you know, it was a seated debate, and you really don't want to have the main focus is to be looking at this glowing blue tie. I said, you know what? I'm going to head out to a department store and find a new tie option. And I zipped out and found a Neiman Marcus and found this beautiful Brioni red tie with blue stripes that was just absolutely perfect. Sadly, it was $350, but being that this was one of the last major events of the campaign, I just pulled out my credit card and purchased it and brought it back to the governor, and everybody agreed. Amazing tie. This is perfect.
Yeah, and you also knew. I mean, the campaign, Governor Romney, I mean, you're going to get reimbursed. No problem.
Well, that's where things got interesting. So I came up to the governor and I said, you know, governor, if I could just grab that tie, I'll grab it in your bag. And the gov said, you know, I've thought about it, Charlie, and I think for sentimental reasons, I'm gonna keep that tie. And the rest of the campaign staff I looked to for assist, and they all just kind of shrugged their shoulders. And then I looked at the gov, and he said, and Charlie, possession is 9/10 of the law. The next time we were in Florida, I had our luggage guy during a rally go back to Brioni with my credit card and buy the exact same $350 tie. And then I had him switch it out for the governor's actual debate tie. I actually have a confession to make, Todd. I've never told Governor Romney this. I'm not sure he's a takeaway NPR listener, but on the inside of the ringer tie, which he's now in possession of, is written in small felt Sharpie pen, possession is 9/10 of the law. So I actually am in possession of the original Mitt Romney debate tie.
Well, Governor Romney, we're on in Boston. Governor, if you're listening, check that tie, because Charlie Pierce swapped it out. You don't have the original. He pulled a fast one on you. Governor Romney, if you're listening, we'd like to hear from you. We might be able to help you get your tie back. That was Charlie Pierce, a consultant with Pathfinder.gop, former advance man for John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Sarah Palin.